although $418.6 million sounds below the target we have, it is the second highest amount pledged at one of the surf replenishment conferences. So the increase was due in large part to big increases from member states such as Germany that gave us an additional $6.2 million, and the Netherlands that gave us an additional $18.6 million over last year. We also saw increases from Belgium, Ireland, Kuwait, Turkey, and the United Arab Emirates. So you can see that we do have very broad support from many member states. In terms of how fast we can implement, we always encourage donors to turn their pledges into contributions as soon as possible. They most often do pay in the first quarter, which means that we can implement as soon as possible.
How will the money be used?
There's no shortage of emergencies, as you can imagine. This year, we saw several very large emergencies around Central African Republic with the displacement of people to around the region. Again, in South Sudan with displacement around the region. So there are plenty of emergencies that will leave no room for funds sitting in the account.
What are your main priorities for now if you get the money?
The priorities actually set at the country level. So we have a window called the rapid response window. So whenever an emergency happens, if there's an earthquake, if there is a mass displacement of population, then we count on the UN country teams in the field to determine what the priorities are, whether it's water sanitation, it's protection, it's shelter, it could be food. So we get that information, the prioritization, directly from the field, and then we use that in order to disperse the funding directly to them, to the implementing partners.
We'll be starting a new year in 2015. Do you think that money will last until then?
Well, we generally have some funding year-round. The way we time the funding disbursement, we have, as I mentioned, the rapid response window, which is available any time an emergency happens, whenever a disaster strikes. We also have what's called the underfunded emergencies window. Through that window, we're able to address the gaps of any emergency where they are forgotten crises, where the media doesn't highlight those crises, but where the needs are still as immediate as in other places. So we have funding available now, should something happen tomorrow or next week. So we expect the money not to come at one particular time, but to come in over time, and then we're able to address the emergencies as they happen throughout the year, throughout 2015.
I understand that the fund is for all countries, and the money comes from the countries themselves. Can you explain more about that?
Sure. Yes, we like to say that the Central Emergency Response Fund is a fund for all, by all. We are fortunate to have the support of 125 member states and observers, as well as regional authorities, foundations, private and individual donors. And since 2006, these contributors have given us more than $3.7 billion over the years to implement and to allocate to these emergencies. At the same time, some of those contributors are also recipients of SURF. So, for instance, last year, Mali contributed $100,000 to the Central Emergency Response Fund, but as well, they had been a recipient in this past year in 2014. So wherever something happens in the world, SURF is available for the UN country teams to access to help address those immediate needs, to help kickstart the activities that are most needed while other bilateral funding or other funds come into the country to fill those gaps.
Is that why SURF has been successful in raising money?
I think that's part of it. Our supporters, our member states and others that provide us with this funding, know that SURF is available for immediate use at the onset of emergencies. So the longer time passes, the more lives can be lost. And so because SURF has that money available immediately, then organizations like the World Food Program, UNICEF, the World Health Organization, can deliver food, safe drinking water, medical supplies, and other life-saving aid faster and more efficiently because we have it there ready for these rapidly deteriorating situations, as well as in protracted crises that fail to attract the sufficient resources.